This interview is brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. You can check out the full episode at lickinonlending.com.
All right, let's jump over to Andy Schell. The Profit Doctor is here with us. That's not just a saying it used to be, but he is truly has a PhD and going for a second PhD. But to us, he's always been the Profit Doctor as watching out what ails your bottom line. Andy Schell, good to have you here, friend. How are you doing?
Thank you very much, Dave. It's kind of weird still to see people talk to me as Dr. Schell, even when other people say, hey, Joe, how's it going? They still refer to me as Dr. Schell. So I'm getting used to it, but I'm also saying it's okay to call me Andy. Let me jump into the conversation just 30 seconds on what you and Alan were just talking about.
Yeah.
Because I've been using GoToMeeting we started with GoToMeeting in our firm 15 years ago. And we still use GoToMeeting, and it works great. They've recently done a new update. They have 75 million meetings a year, and during all this pandemic, when everybody gets on the system, we've had no issues. So I wonder why people are so focused on Zoom when GoToMeeting has a superior product. So I haven't completely figured that out. GoToMeeting needs to hire you to help them with their marketing because they got left in the dust, and they're a better product.
Yeah, we actually used GoToMeeting, and we did that for one of our mastermind groups that we're a part of, and we saw some glaring differences in the two. And so we had, without meeting, and then we jumped over and did another one, and then we took a vote with all the ones on the mastermind. 100% says, oh yeah, Zoom is way sizzlier and sexier and much more compelling to use as a platform. It's really interesting. And so, Thursday of this last week.
Yeah, because GoToMeeting did an update that was, interesting. We all have our opinion, and I like GoToMeeting better. So we get to have.
That's good.
That's what's awesome about this. We all get to have our opinions.
Andy, I just broke into your Zoom meeting and unmuted myself. Sorry, David. But I just wanted to say I completely agree with you. The GoToMeeting experience, they did an update, and it made half my meetings go sideways for at least a week. So I don't know why and how it happened, but they did change the experience, and I agree with you.
Better? You like it a lot better?
Which ones?
You like GoToMeeting?
No, it made it harder. The GoToMeeting
made it harder.
Changes during this pandemic, and it made their interface a lot harder.
Oh, interesting. Interesting. Yeah. You're
a
loyal guy.
Non-scientific surveys. Well, you know what I think about non-scientific surveys, and because I have such an advanced education in statistics and surveying and all this other stuff, we'll have to do a scientific method. And from this point, though, you get to buy what you'd like.
So go on.
Let's get beyond opinion and get into facts.
Yes.
Because we're running late. The show's already 10 minutes late. So today is May the 4th, which is one of my daughter's birthdays. She was born on May the 4th be with you. But we're still dealing with March reporting issues. May the 4th be with you, We're still dealing with March 31st. So the NFRF, so if you're an agency seller servicer, you have to submit, and you're a mortgage company, commercial banks will have to do this. If you're a mortgage company and an agency seller servicer, you have to submit it's called the MBFRF, Mortgage Banker Financial Report Form. Everybody in accounting knows about this. It was due on Friday. There's no automatic extension. Now, the submission of the audit was extended to HUD, but there's no automatic extension for the MBFRF. If you didn't file it, you better jump on and request an extension if you don't have your numbers ready yet. And one of the reasons you might not have your numbers for March 31 completed is because they look awful. They were sucky. We had some companies with more of a 1.5% decline in gain on sale because of the inefficiencies in the hedge environment, particularly with the mandatory delivery desks during the craziness as the mortgage-backed security price was moving 4 points in 4 days. So what we have to do, though, is when we look at those hedging losses, we should be able to identify a IRLC or a pipeline gain that offsets those hedging losses. So this really big volume we've had because of the decline in the margin, some companies are losing money despite the fact that we have volume because of this margin decay. But even still, we still have a challenge because some warehouse line lenders won't let you count the IRLC market gain. They make you exclude it. So when you do your debt covenant certificate, it may not look right because you actually for real have IRLC gains beyond just markup. I wrote a whole paper on this topic. It gets complicated really fast. If you want to talk about it, give me a call. But if you're dealing with your warehouse line lender and your covenants are failing because they're not including all the pipeline or IRLC gain, let me help because you legitimately should include the IRLC gains in the March 31 number as an offset to the hedging short position loss. It's not really a loss. It's a hedge position. One goes up, the other goes down. That's how it's supposed to work. But when you look at the numbers, you've got to include both pieces of them at the same time. So it's also probably time to reassess your financial performance with a 1% or 1.5% decline in your gain on sales. Like, what in the world? How did this happen? So I just looked at the markets, and while the MBS current coupon is stabilizing, we're seeing it around 103.5 roughly, Best Efforts is not stabilizing. Best Efforts today has a 200 basis point back off from agency delivery or hedging delivery. So normally it's about 30 basis points. It's 200 basis points. So if you're Best Efforts, you are in. You've got real challenges with trying to get your rates, have competitive rates in your environment. So today, really the best path is agency direct, and you really can't co-issue either because you can't sell the servicing. So, but you can actually make money holding the servicing. Servicing retain, you actually make, on the Compass Analytics analysis last week, you make 30 basis points retaining servicing. But to do that, you've got to be agency direct, and you've got to have a subservicer already in place. You can't just turn the light switch on. This has to be done in place. So to do that, though, means you've got to have more capital. You've got to have a sophisticated operation. So you've got to launch hedging. And so if you're not already hedging, you need to get into hedging. So that'll help this problem. You got to be careful. This stuff is complicated, is dangerous. So if you're not agency direct, it's important to consider going forward with that. The first step is looking at how do you operate with an agency relationship. And one of the things you have to do is you have to hire a servicing expert. And then you get the servicing expert to engage a subservicer and put all the third-party management controls in place and address the compliance management structure that you have for this to even get approved. So it's a lot of pieces to this. But you can do it. Getting into hedging, getting into agency direct will help with this kind of volatility. And even beyond the volatility, it'll help with a more sophisticated operation. But let me firmly suggest get help. Do not try to do this yourself. Most of the time it fails. Call Dave. Call me. We can talk about how to proceed. It's complicated. You're also going to need to talk to Dale Vermillion because you're going to need to grow your business to leverage the capital. You're going to need to make this whole thing work, and Dale's going to talk next. So there you go, Dale.
Yeah, very good. And I'll tell you, there's really – you're welcome to call me, but I'll probably refer you over to Andy Schell, honestly, because Andy is one of the best at explaining the complex in a way that you can understand it. And not only that, he mixes it and explains it from a financial standpoint. Does a spectacular job of it, folks. So if you want to get a hold of Andy Schell, email him. He's got a new email address. Ready for this? Used to be Andy at mbs-team.com, but it's now Dr. Dr. Schell, S-C-H-E-L-L at mbs-team.com. Andy Schell, thanks so much for being such a good friend and being a part of this since the very, very beginning. Your contributions are always so much appreciated. And we got to have a barbecue. Got to plan barbecue here real soon. We live in the same area, listeners. So we do our barbecues at one of our places, favorite places. And it's Opie's Barbecue. Free advertising for Opie's Barbecue.
And while we do that, Dave, let's get together. Let's design a survey that we can launch through SurveyMonkey. And let's come up with the questions to ask to evaluate GoToMeeting versus Zoom.
That's good. Yeah, I love that. That's a good idea. Let's do it. You're right. Things need to be more scientific, although everyone buys on emotion And you know that it we go through that. A lot of people love that, but they come back to, but it feels good, and I went with this because. And but so yeah, I love that idea. Great idea. You do move by facts,
too,
and
because that's a great point too. I would say that poorly run in companies make decisions on emotion. Sustainable run companies generally make decisions based on data.
Yes, I absolutely agree. I'll say a special thank you to our sponsors, the Mortgage Bankers Association of America, Finastra, LenderOne, as well as Mortgage Collaborative, the CMLA, Community Mortgage Lenders Association of America, as well as Indicom Incelerate, Ainsworth Advisors, AI Assist, Celebrity Home Loans, Knowledge Coop, Mobility RE, Modex, Velma, VendorSurf, and Vidyard. Got the V's in here, the last three V's at the end. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Have a great week. Be sure to tell your friends about this podcast. Share this podcast and look forward to having you back next week. Have a blessed week. Talk to you soon.
You've been listening to Lickin' on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update with your host, David Lickin of Transformational Mortgage Solutions. Join us next week, and thanks for listening.